Red Push.
For sure.
What's going on, brother?
I'm in the building. How
come
you doing?
Come on now. Come on. Doing good, bro. How about you? How about you?
I can't complain, man. How about yourself?
Man, blessed, brother. Blessed, man.
Yeah.
You living or you surviving?
Living or surviving, man. For me, I'm going to say both.
Explain.
I feel like I'm living. I'm living. I'm walking in my purpose.
Come on.
I'm doing what I feel like I'm destined to do.
That's right.
What I believe I wanted to do. I'm surviving because this world has so many ups and downs and changes.
Wow.
You always gotta have that survival mode instinct also.
Real. That's real.
So it's just like, yeah, I'm living, but I'm also gonna do what I can do to make sure I survive.
Respect that, bro.
For sure.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back, man. Before mogul, before magnate, entrepreneur, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
Man, I always knew I wanted to do music, man,
come on,
honestly.
Come on.
Like,
that's what's up. That's
I think eighth grade, I was voted for like most musically inclined. I got a picture of that.
That's
shit.
That's dope.
And I was like, I knew then, like, I was going to be one of them.
That's dope, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Is that anything in the family? Anybody in the family was also musically inclined as well?
My granddad, he played drums a little bit.
Gotcha.
I think really it was really just me.
Gotcha,
more
that's right.
So,
for sure.
And that
sure.
Music, I was always listening to music growing up.
Gotcha. Any siblings?
I got one sister.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to the sister. That's dope, bro. And you were born and raised in Stone Mountain.
Come on,
man.
Side,
come
man.
On, that's what's up.
Put the mountain
come
on, my back.
You know that.
I don't think it's too many niggas that like hold the mountain
hold
down.
That's
like
a fact.
Me, Meezy.
That's a fact.
It's a handful of us that really hold that
hold
mountain
down.
Down.
That's
for real.
Bro, come on. Yeah. That's what's up. And you went to Stevenson High School.
Facts. I went
come
to
on,
Stevenson.
That's what's up.
I definitely went to Stevenson. I actually bounced around a little bit. I went to Stevenson. I went to MLK.
Gotcha.
I went to Salem.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was all in high school?
All in high school,
What was your favorite?
I'm going to say Salem, man, because
gotcha.
I felt like Salem taught me a lot more, respectfully, than what DeKalb was doing
gotcha.
For me at the time.
Gotcha.
So as I got older, I kind of see why my mom wanted to make that shift for me to get out of there.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So I'm thankful for that.
That's what's up. Definitely, man. Let me ask you this, man, for your fans.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. In high school, I was known as a kid that...
that joked a lot.
Gotcha.
I was a class clown for sure.
That's what's up, definitely,
yeah.
Man. And you actually, you also played drums as well.
Facts. I
okay.
definitely did play drums. I was in the marching band at Stevenson.
Come on, that's what's up.
Definitely. Shout out to the Suave House, man. If you
okay.
know, you know.
right. And looking back on high school, what's one of the biggest things you've learned just in your experience as far as even being on that drum line, everything?
It's going to have to put the work in,
come on,
man.
That's
like,
right.
You wanted that number one spot on that drum line,
on,
nigga. You had to work.
Fact. That's a fact, bro.
You
want to
be number
fact.
One in this music shit,
that's
you got to put
fact.
In the work.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. That's right. That's a fact.
It's a lot of people want the same job and the same opportunity, man. You just got to learn how to separate yourself.
That's real, bro.
And show that value.
That's real. I respect
once a nigga
that.
Show that value, they can't do shit but respect.
Wow. Respect that, bro. Let's take them back even, you know, right in high school, man. Looking back in high school, what was your dream car while you was in high school? Like, man, I got to get this.
Man, my dream car... was a Mercedes, actually, bro.
For sure, bro.
No
yes,
bullshit.
Sir. That's what's up.
I know that sounds crazy. It was
no,
an S550.
Yes. Come on, bro.
I used to always
that's
play that Tupac picture of me rolling.
Gotcha.
Then he started the song, got a picture of
me rolling
on 500 Benz.
Come on.
And I was like, I told my pops, man, I'm going to get me this Benz,
wow.
bro.
And through research, I also know that Tupac is in your top 5.
Facts.
Come on, bro.
Come
that's
on,
what's
man.
Up,
yeah.
bro.
That's crazy.
What's
you definitely did some
come
research.
On, that's what's up, bro. Definitely,
I still
man.
Play Tupac to this day.
That's crazy. That's dope, bro. That's dope.
Yeah.
So, what was your first job?
My first job was at Zaxby's.
Gotcha. Come on. Come
my
on.
Very first job after that, it went to Circuit City.
Gotcha.
After that, it was like Best Buy.
Gotcha.
That was like my last real retail job.
Gotcha.
9 to 5.
Man, what's some of the things you learned from that, man? Retail, electronics, you know, one-on-one with customers. And
it taught me how to have conversations in bigger
gotcha.
Rooms.
Gotcha.
I'm never going to shy away from Best Buy. Because even me, like having those seminars and meetings and running the department and being the supervisor and that, You got to know how to talk to people.
That's real.
So that was a skill that I picked up without going to college, really. Gotcha. Just like learning how to be that people person, how That's to talk real, to people, bro. How to read the room.
Come on.
Things of that nature. I feel like Best Buy did help me out and show me that.
That's real, bro.
And one I just on applied that to That's right. music.
That's what's up. Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. And also, you know, let's take it back even further. Prior okay. to this, you know, which all meshes, mm-hmm. you actually wanted to be a recording artist as well.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's dope, bro. So, you know, so even with that being able, bro, you was kind of groomed for a lot of things, bro.
Like, yeah. Part of me wanted to rap for a long time, man. And my partner, Jay Shep, was just like, yo, I think you'll get further on the other side gotcha. Of the board, bro. If you go this way instead of you actually trying to be the artist, you know gotcha. So many people, bro.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, you might be right, man. And I just went with it. And like the first artist I started working with, I want to say, was K-Camp. I was like passing out his K-Camp. CDs.
That's dope, bro, definitely.
Passing out his CDs that's and flyers, bro, at South by Southwest.
Wow, gotcha.
And like now here we are full circle.
Come on, that's dope, bro. And K-Camp, interesting story I got with K-Camp, you know, Michael with K-Camp, do it.
Yeah.
Bro, you know, Michael, my brother, you know, my brother.
Fact, that's my boy, shout out to Michael.
Come on, shout out to Michael, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And just a humbling story with K-Camp, man. He was, this dude was, just, you know, it was out there. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in a club, introduce himself. What's going on, man? My name is K-Camp.
Yep.
I'm like, bro, you just as humble as I know what, humble, bro. Like, just humble, bro. Like, everybody knows who you are. But yeah, bro, I just always respected that about him, man. Just mm-hmm. like, no, I'm not going to change. I'm going to be who I am. That's Definitely. Real, bro, for sure, man.
Definitely.
Red Push. Do you always feel you were born for this music, entertainment?
Yeah, man. I just gotcha. Always felt like I was born for this
come
shit.
On,
like, I'm just naturally a people person.
Gotcha.
I feel like I got the gift of gab when gotcha. It comes to, like, having tough conversations.
That's real. And you even said, you know, in high school, I was you know, I was the class clown or comedian. Or,
right.
Bro, you have to, you know, you have to hone in everybody around you at an early
Facts.
Age to even be that. And
Facts.
Confident.
Facts.
That takes a lot of confidence in high school,
confidence.
Middle school. That's
yep.
real, bro. Definitely, man. So, Red Push, how did you get your stage name?
Oh, how did I get Red Push? When I was throwing parties, it was Red Selfish for
gotcha.
The promo group we had.
Okay.
Selfish ENT. It's just crazy.
Okay, like, gotcha.
It's crazy, man.
right
now you hear it. Now we older.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
But the, of course, I'm Red for sure.
Gotcha.
And my partner at the time, he was like, man, you need to change your name to Push, bro, because like you always pushing towards something. Like, you always like on it, bro.
Come
like,
on, come on.
This nigga Red be at every function, every event,
gotcha.
Every party, every mixer, every networking
wow.
event. Like, bro, you be on it. So I was
right,
like,
right.
yeah, Push, pray until success happens.
Come on, man.
Because that's literally
come on, respect,
what I do.
Respect,
you know what I'm saying?
Respect.
I thank the man upstairs every chance I can.
That's real, bro. Come on.
So yeah, that's how my name came, and then
that's
we just
said.
Ran with the Push.
Man, and the first thing I thought about, man, was Granddad, you know, playing the drums. Will he play the drum in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on now. you, and
for
I'm
sure.
just saying, you said, you know, a praying
yeah.
man, bro. I know that stemmed from the family as well.
Definitely. My grandmother
dope,
was
bro.
A preacher.
Man, come on. That's
my
what's
father
up.
Did some preaching work.
Come on.
So yeah, it's definitely in the background.
That's what's up, bro.
Some churches in my background.
That's dope,
for sure.
Bro. My dad's a preacher as well to this day, too.
Dope.
For sure, man. That's what's up, bro.
Dope. Yeah,
let's get into Venice, man. Come on, man. Senior director, A&R. At Venice Music Distribution Company.
Yeah. So,
can you, yeah, explain all this for the fans, for everybody that's, you know, grabbing a hold of this conversation. What
yeah.
is that role? What is that?
That role was leading an A&R department, being
gotcha.
Able to sign who you believe in, make sure the music's turned in, just having your gut faith in good music.
Gotcha.
I'm finna tell you something I haven't shared with anybody yet.
Gotcha.
I left Venice in November.
Didn't know that, bro.
Absolutely,
okay.
I know. That's
gotcha.
How I say it. I ain't shared it with nobody.
Gotcha, okay.
I just got to working.
Okay,
but I'm actually
gotcha.
Over at LVRN now.
Gotcha, man. Shout out to Venice and LVRN.
Facts.
Bro, that's dope.
That's still, yeah.
What is the acronym? What is that LVRN?
LVRN, Love Renaissance.
Dope, man.
For
dope.
Sure.
That's what's up, man.
For sure.
And
so,
where are they based out of?
Atlanta.
Man, come on. That's what's up.
They're based
out
in Atlanta. Definitely. They got Summer Walker over there, Blacks
gotcha.
Over there.
For sure.
They managed the veto. So it's a lot of good stuff going over there.
Gotcha. Okay.
And a lot of those people I grew up with in my party days. And
gotcha.
A lot of my close friends work over there, so I just made like a quick pivot.
That's dope.
And wanted to do something different, and now I'm doing A&R stuff and
gotcha.
Management stuff over there.
Gotcha, bro. That's dope, man. That's dope, man. You know, first thing I thought about too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, like not even stirring nothing up, but
yeah.
CEOs, you know, like people don't realize, like the CEO of Home Depot was the same CEO of Target.
Facts.
You know, like they 2 to 3 years, they just, you know, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, they move.
They move, bro. Yeah. They're always on the up and up. That's absolutely real, bro. I respect
and
that.
That's what I want to do. Every year, I want to take my career up another level.
Gotcha.
I still got love for Venice. Me and Troy still close.
That's what's up. That's dope.
I still send people that way. I still feel like they are a good distribution
that's
company.
Right, for sure.
Better than a lot of the ones that are out here.
Gotcha, for sure.
So I still stand on that principle, but. Yeah, I definitely did make a pivot going into 2024.
Gotcha, for sure, bro. I understand that. That's right, bro. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, bro. Man, you also, man, while we're on that, what do you think the game is missing?
Real artist development, man. Gotcha. It's not too many people that still wear that hat.
Gotcha.
I feel like a lot of people are like grabbing stuff off of straight data-driven resources.
Gotcha.
Versus like really seeing and getting in the field with people and helping them like really hone in on like a creative side and push them to a different degree of where they wasn't before.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Does that take time?
You know, you gotta build it, man. Rome wasn't built in the night. That's a fact. What makes you think your career gonna be?
Wow. But you see it from a different lens because this is microwave popcorn industry. Mm-hmm. And then just flipping it back on the other side, Tupac being one of your top five artists,
facts.
That feeling of music.
I got to feel it, bro. Like, you can have all the numbers in the world, bro. If I don't feel the music, I don't feel the music.
Wow.
I'm not finna do it for the dollar. Like,
wow.
My integrity mean more than anything.
Come on. You heard it here on the Integrity Spot. You heard it. That's real.
Sure.
Come on, that's real,
my
bro.
My integrity mean more
than
anything.
That's real.
And that so many people get wrapped up in that data of like, what's streaming now, what's viral, like, and it's just like, bro, you gotta know that it's a life, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a life expiration date on that stuff.
Gotcha, that's true.
And I feel like I wanna be known for having more substance than just that.
Right, and you just mentioned, man, I'm still listening to Pac till this day.
To this day.
That's substance, bro.
To
that's,
this day.
That's, bro, that's real.
For sure.
If you can't deliver that, man, artist, look into the camera. If you can't deliver that, you know, you're listening to an A&R say it, man, I'm telling you, like, that substance is real. That's longevity. It's not, you know, but yeah, we're hearing it from here for sure, bro.
For sure, man.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro. Red Push, what drives you? What drives you? Like, what? Bro, you're a working man, bro. We're going to get into all. What drives you?
I think for me, what drives me, man, is like being able to, like, do this shit for my niggas.
Come on.
Do this shit for my family.
Come on.
Put my dogs on the shit.
Definitely.
That's what really, like, get me going. Like,
gotcha.
Knowing that my people feel like they got an opportunity just
that's
like
right.
I do.
That's right, for sure. And is that met with, because I know you're pretty hard, bro, I see how you move, you know, like meticulous. Are you hard on them as well?
For sure.
Come on, that's what's up.
Everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't go. So it's like having that uncomfortable conversation, but still calling that person your friend or your brother and knowing that you got to keep them in a certain space.
Gotcha.
Definitely take some character.
Bro, gotcha. And it takes someone respecting you as well.
Facts.
Like, just to know it ain't, you know, no love lost. This is a business.
And it's like, bro, if I fuck up the business, what I'm gonna do with everybody else? We gotta keep my face clean, man.
Wow. How do you deal with that entitlement as an A&R, as a manager? Bro, you've rubbed elbows with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, from the one artist that has one song in his mom's basement to platinum recording. You know, artists, bro, like,
yeah,
how do you deal with the entitlement, you know?
I mean, it's just about balance, really, man. For me, I look for the humbleness in people.
Gotcha. It's real.
I feel like that's where we can connect, because I feel like I'm a humble person.
That's right.
And I feel like once that energy connects, it opens up room for other stuff.
Gotcha. Respect that.
So that's really it for me. People are gonna feel entitled every day.
It's real
shit. Everybody got an opinion.
Bro, that's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Let's be going still paid, man.
Yeah.
Come
okay.
on, man. So
still
how does
paid.
That, yeah, who all is there? I know, you know, of course, I know Money Move.
Money Move's there.
Producers as well.
Mondo, Rubber Band,
come on,
Red,
man. Come
Cortland,
on, come on. Yes.
Slim, Lingo, Cash Wife. I forget any of y'all, my bad, dog, but that's the game.
Wow,
you
come
know,
on, man. That's
the business.
Yeah.
That's a label that I helped start with, that we're still building, actually.
That's what's up.
With Mondo and Moo, and just trying to come give on. Them a sense of, like, power and infrastructure
right.
that they can give to their homeboys. That's
right,
really
bro.
Where I step in with that.
Gotcha.
They really run more of the still paid stuff.
Gotcha.
But I'm here on this side to really get them the knowledge
that's
that
right.
they need to build
respect
their infrastructure.
That. Respect that, bro. Respect that. That's dope, bro. I had Mondo here as well, bro.
Okay.
Dope conversation, bro.
Shout out to Mondo.
Shout out to Mondo, man. You know, just his insight. Mondo is one of my favorite producers.
Facts.
So to be able, you know, to interview one of my favorite. Yeah, bro, that's a fact.
He putting
bro.
Up some points that's right now. Fact. Folks sleep on Mondo,
sure,
man.
Bro,
my boy putting up points.
I'm telling you, that's real, bro. That's real.
Hell yeah.
Then, you know, while we're on that too, what was it like working, you know, that move with Authentic Empire, the whole team? Of course, we know, everybody knows what we know.
Yeah.
From Red's perspective, what was like the inner workings of that?
It was challenging. Gotcha. You know, I felt like me and Moo did the best that we could with the hand that we were dealt.
Gotcha.
We take full accountability of the decisions we made.
Gotcha.
And we saw it out what we thought it was appropriate, and we got up out of there.
Gotcha.
It just, you know, some things just didn't line up morally with how they do stuff versus how we do stuff. So
gotcha.
The best way to end that, let's just separate.
Gotcha.
And it's still a ugly situation.
Is
but
it really?
Yeah, I mean, it be like that when people lie.
But gotcha.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Okay.
Shout out to them.
Come on. I just know how that goes in business. You know.
Yeah.
I know you have to have tough skin to even be in a position to hold that with, you know. Definitely do, for sure.
You definitely gotta have tough skin, man. You gotta know when somebody just feeding you cap, and you gotta know when you know, doing your due diligence to know what's the truth and what's not.
Gotcha.
So I don't regret nothing, man. I think we did what we were supposed to do with that situation.
Gotcha.
It wasn't supposed to last. It wasn't supposed to stick.
Gotcha.
And we got up out of there. So now me and Moo are still moving forward.
That's right.
He got a new project he just dropped, Paid Life.
Come on. That's what's up.
And we just moving forward, man. I'm really just showing Moo how to really be an entrepreneur.
Gotcha.
More so than just worrying about the music.
For sure.
Start and different businesses and things of that nature.
And he has that, you know, like I'm been a fan for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mondo and Money Moo. I've been a fan for a long
time.
They're
like the tag team champions.
Bro, that's a bro. Yeah. I said to Mondo, I said, bro, if I forgot how I worded it, but I'm like, man, if Phil Jackson, you know, like if
mm-hmm.
You know, if Jay-Z had, you know, Just Blaze and Kanye,
yeah,
I said, is it fair that Money Moo has you and Rubber Band Red? You know
facts.
What I'm saying? Like, bro,
and Rubber
real.
Band Red, cold. A lot of people don't know Rubber Band
cold,
Red. That's
bro.
Moo's little
that's
brother.
Fact. Yeah, that's right.
And like,
that's right.
Bro, he cold with the production, bro.
That's a fact.
Bro. Like,
that's a fact.
It's just like, I just see endless opportunities
that's
for
right.
them. So that's
for
why
sure.
I just tell them, like, it's important for y'all to stay together.
That's real.
Stay grounded. Hold each other accountable,
right.
bro, and like don't let nobody break this shit up, because the
right.
industry will do that to you.
That's a fact, bro. You're right about that. Right about
hell
that,
yeah.
man. Trucking along. Speaking of trucking along,
oh,
let's go.
Man.
Let's go. Let's talk about
let's
trucking
talk
company,
about
man.
Trucking.
How
yeah.
you know? Of course,
mm-hmm.
this industry now, you
yeah.
know, it's on the. How is that trucking company for you right now? How's everything?
I'm gonna be 100% honest, because I feel like a lot of people don't be honest.
Gotcha.
Trucking is super, super difficult.
That's a fact, bro.
A lot of people are like hoodwinked off of like social media posting, people saying they made $1 million in trucking. I would advise people to do more research
gotcha.
Before they just dive in. Me and my partners, Omar and Shep, we started a company during COVID.
Gotcha.
Had some good success with it, but we also realized where we made a couple of errors
gotcha.
In building this out.
Okay.
But we should have did things differently, where we should have saved money versus making all these extra expenses on
gotcha.
Things. So we felt like we were putting out more money than was coming in.
Gotcha.
So we decided to take a pause on it.
I see what you're saying.
Let's take another crash course on this
gotcha.
And let's pick this back up with the mistakes that we'd already done went through.
Gotcha. I know what you're saying, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
damn, I do. And even with that, even the actual truckers themselves.
Facts.
That can be an issue.
Crazy.
Bro,
I had to do it. Leave my truck on the side of the road.
Bro,
it's crazy.
I know it. Because one thing about trucking is.
Yeah.
They can leave a job now, go pick up a job in 48 hours.
48 hours. Because
they
got
fact.
Their CDL. They
got bro, that's a fact.
They got their CDL. So it's like you
got
to learn how to massage that, how to keep your driver
gotcha.
Happy.
That's
your
real.
Truck in the shop, you still got to make sure you're paying
fact.
Your
that's
driver
so
to
true,
keep him
bro.
Over there, because he's going to
pull. Bro, that's a fact.
All this stuff I had to go through the mud and
learn. Right.
So
that's
it's
right.
like,
that's
it sharpened me for it, which is why like I'm not ashamed to say we made a few mistakes.
Gotcha. But
I look at them as learning lessons.
That's a fact, bro. Now, bro, that's what life is. You know,
facts.
I didn't lose. I just learned.
Facts.
That's real, bro. That's real, man.
Facts.
Red Push, dating back a year.
Mm-hmm.
What's something, January to December 2023,
mm-hmm.
what's something you learned about yourself?
I am too nice.
I feel like
I'm a little too nice. I feel like at times I could be a bit passive.
Gotcha.
And not really say how I feel, but more so just act on how I'm feeling.
Gotcha.
And I think that this year I'm gonna be more spoken out about it.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna express more how I feel, and just hope that you like accept it.
Gotcha. And that leadership role is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I do know what you're saying, bro. And especially with the, you know, not saying the homeboy, but the people you know for a while, you know, that could come with the, okay, all right, I'm gonna spare you this time, or I'm
facts.
That's a fact.
People gonna make mistakes, man. But for me, it's like, if you can learn from it, man, I know you won't do it again.
Gotcha.
Then it's like, cool. But once I start seeing repeated behaviors, it's like, it's a flag for me.
That's real.
So I gotta learn. Even my closest homies, but I done had to separate myself from them just because they weren't moving the path of where I was moving. I'm trying to move up, and you still doing shit that's like gonna jeopardize that, bro. I gotta separate.
Bro, I just listened to Michelle Obama on a podcast 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. She was saying, you know, like, hey, we were destined for something great. We had to leave a lot of people behind that didn't want to climb that mountain with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got up there, we realized they still weren't ready to come. But no, that's real, bro. That's real.
I can only do so much, man. I can lead you to the water. I can't make you drink. Can't make your ass drink, man. So it's like, all I can do is just do what I can, man. Because it's like, You'll know the people, bro, who got that drive in them, like they're hungry and really want to do it. Like, even with me at Best Buy, bro, when I clocking out of Best Buy, I'm changing clothes in the break room to still go do music shit.
Wow.
Because I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Gotcha.
I went to Best Buy and said, yo, I'm finna go do this world tour with Black, bro. I need you to let me take this leave of absence, but I don't want to quit just in case. I need this stability.
Wow.
Me taking that leap of faith, I never went back to Best Buy.
Wow.
But just the fact that they fuck with me and doing that, I respect Best Buy.
Right, that's real. That's real.
They ain't stopped nobody's dreams. I'm having conference calls on the floor.
Wow, bro. That's
on the break room. That's when the AirPods came out.
Right.
I'm talking on the phone while selling the TV. And it's just like, they knew where I was trying to go.
Trying to go. Bro, that's real. They say, you know, the old expression, man, if you work harder on yourself than you do on your job, you're going to be out of there soon. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people work hard on their job and they don't work on themselves. But bro, like, that's what, let me ask you this, why are we on that? Businessman, mogul, magnate, you know, a leader of men, manager. Are you making time for yourself?
Not as much. And that's another thing for this year.
Gotcha.
I said I was going to make more time for myself and make more time for my family.
Gotcha.
My mother is on me so much about how I make time for all this work, but not family.
Gotcha.
So I said to myself, this was one of the things that I wanted to change this year.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to find that balance, man. Like I said, it's so many people that depend on me, depend on the decisions I make. So it's just like, I'm always just
heavy as the head.
Work first, bro. Like, I'm trying to figure out how I can get paid 10 ways, not just two.
Wow. Man, I hope y'all pick it up when you put it down, y'all. That's real.
For sure.
But no, that's real, bro. Like, and it does. Like you say, that balance, man. Like, what's your proudest accomplishment thus far in the music?
Just doing everything I said I was going to do, bro. Like, that's really the only accomplishment that I say that, like, I'm most proud of. A lot of my peers and my friends just say, like, bro, we literally seen you coming from throwing parties and passing out flyers to like, now you in here having these big boy conversations and giving people funding and signing them and giving insight and, you know, doing all kind of things that.
Wow.
So for me, it's just me staying focused and locking in and like me manifesting everything I said I wanted. I wanted my house that I grew up in. I went back and bought it from my grandmother and renovated.
Man, that's dope. That's, so now that's dope.
I'm literally living in the same house that I went to elementary and middle school.
Wow, bro.
You know, the car I wanted. I saved until I had enough money to get the car that I wanted.
Come on, bro.
Until then, I hopped out or whatever.
That's right.
But I knew where I wanted to be.
But yeah, humbly. Yeah. Like you said before,
for sure.
Humbly.
Humbly.
Yeah, bro, that's real, bro.
Humbly, bro. Because it's like, bro, their parent. I'm a nigga that's gonna show up to a meeting in some sweatpants and a hoodie, bro.
Come on.
But I still mean business.
That's real, business. Bro,
like,
that's
the fit don't make you.
Don't make you.
The clothes,
that's
the
so
cars.
True,
it's like, bro, your character is what makes
you. That's a fact. That's so true, bro. That's so true. Respect
I
that.
I do what I stand on, man.
That's real. Respect that, man.
Hell yeah.
Let's take it back to 11:45, man.
Okay, yeah, 11:45 on Tuesdays, man. That shit. I feel like I had the longest running Tuesday, bro. Like,
gotcha.
Me and the people that's on there, shout out to them, man, Team Liddy. Man, we really just started like a Tuesday night, and it ended up growing for like a seven-year run.
Wow.
And it's still going on now. I had to hop off of it.
Gotcha.
Pause. But
you said you actually wanted to open your own club as well.
Yeah, I definitely want my own lounge. Not something too big, but like a little lounge space where like I can invite people, I can have business meetings, we can drink, watch the game, watch sports. Just like more of a lounge, chill type of environment.
With integrity.
Right.
That's real, Absolutely. I respect that. So where you could pull up at any given time and your guests can be like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like crazy. You know, like just enough.
Facts. It's on my list, man, for 2025. I've already started laying down the foundation for that.
Gotcha.
So I feel like 2025, 2026.
Come on.
I'm already ahead on that shit.
That's what's up, bro. Respect. That's dope, bro. But Red Push, let me ask you this, man. You know, you're a busy guy. Music off, riding down the highway. What's on your mind?
The next play.
Gotcha.
The next thing. What else I need to knock off my notes? Me and Damo will sit on the phone and we just run through.
Gotcha. Shout out to Damo. Come on, that's pretty
We'll just run through, bro. Like, what's next on the task list for us? Like, what we need to do? Like, I'm just like... That's the shit that I'm on, but when I know can nobody call me, ask me for shit, because everything's done.
Gotcha.
I'm at peace.
Gotcha. That's real, bro.
I'm at peace then. So it's just like sometimes I ride the music. Lately, I've been on my audiobook game in the car.
Gotcha.
But
more financial or more?
Yeah, I think I'm reading. What were we listening to on here? Rich Paul, I think.
His story is crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what I was reading on the way here.
Gotcha.
But I'm just trying to like gain as much knowledge as
respect
I can,
that.
Bro. Like that's the shit that I'm on. Somebody who tell me something good about a book,
come on,
that they feel like it's gonna help me in my life, I'm gonna check it out. I don't know everything, bro.
I gotta put you on to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. When you spoke on, you know, I have to be a little bit more stern in 2024, bro. Read that book.
Yeah,
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, bro. It kind of like you know, like in a sense, it just simplifies everything in life. Like, no, you know what? No, I'm not standing for that. Or no, I'm not.
Yeah, I definitely got to check
real,
that.
That's real, bro.
That one, it's another book I just finished. How to Win Friends in Business and Maintain Relationships.
Gotcha.
It's crazy. You'll be surprised, like,
I'm
the
gonna
shit
check
that
out.
They were sharing
for
with
sure.
that.
For sure. For sure.
And it just about talks about just like owning the room when you go into it,
gotcha.
Pretty much. Like
respect.
Just making yourself like separate yourself from everybody else.
Gotcha. And just like you say, I can come into a business meeting, you know, sweatpants, sweatshirt, and still own the room.
Still own
that's
the room,
real,
bro. We're gonna have business or what?
That's
what
real.
We doing?
What we doing? That's real, bro. Man, as an A&R, man, how do you feel where you live affects
a lot.
Your career? Gotcha.
A lot. The culture is here. Atlanta's the culture. People come here for the sauce.
Gotcha.
People come here for the sound, the flavor, the opportunity.
Gotcha.
And I feel like Atlanta played a major part in my career. My city definitely behind me.
That's right.
Played a major part in my career.
That's
the support from my friends and my peers played a major part, and I couldn't do that without the city of Atlanta.
That's what's up. Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. And you spent time, you know,
foundations.
Pretty much all markets, like as well,
for sure.
Like you know, like what's
first
of all, Red. All right, this is a fan question.
Okay,
how in the world do you spend that many Tuesdays in the club?
It's crazy.
You got, I mean, I'm just saying, like, how do you even?
I missed a couple Tuesdays, but like the first 4 years,
wow,
I was in that. You know, if you wanted to meet with me and couldn't get me on the phone, you knew to come by a table
That's
and
crazy.
See me in there on Tuesday.
Wow,
so.
Bro.
I just used that a part of my network and just built around it.
Gotcha.
I still ran my music stuff through the club.
Gotcha.
That's how I kept my relationships with the DJs.
That's dope, dope.
And just try to tie everything in together.
Gotcha, for sure.
Once you figure out how to tie all your businesses into one, bro, it's like it's smooth sales, bro.
That's real. That's real. How do you deal with the politics? You know, I know you deal with, you know, we spoke about the artists. But the politics, you know, I even listened to the One More Time podcast. Shout out to them, man, as well.
Shout out to my boys.
You were speaking on how sometimes, you know, you introduced, you know, artists to labels, and they'll, in a sense, they'll go off and take, you know, you're the middleman, but they'll go over you.
The backdoor be
and
crazy.
Backdoor, gotcha.
The backdoor be crazy. You just got to surround yourself with people who you don't think would do that. You can't
gotcha.
Catch them all. But it's like, bro, them people will show. Them snakes will show
gotcha.
In your circle eventually.
Wow.
You just got to peep the signs for it.
I didn't lose. I just learned.
It's never a loss for me, bro.
Gotcha.
I'm always learning. Oh, I know not to do this shit again.
Where do you get that optimistic thought process from, man? You know, like,
life, bro.
Gotcha.
My life been so like on a crazy like run, man. It's like I knew I wouldn't have made it this far without faith.
Gotcha. Come on.
So it's just like me believing in myself 100%. me manifesting everything I wanted to do. A lot of people told me I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. A lot of people didn't believe. A lot of people didn't see the vision.
Gotcha.
And that's okay. It's, everybody not meant to see your vision.
It's real.
It's just about what you can show. And then once it was time to show my vision, everybody circled back. And I was like, well, shit, yeah.
look,
Red was right.
Believe.
You got to believe, my boy. You got to believe.
That's real.
For sure.
That's real. Respect.
For sure.
Is it, let me ask you this while we're on that, man. Mm-hmm. Is it better to be loved or respected?
I feel like it's better to be respected than love, because it's like love, man, it'll get tricky. It'll have you making decisions that you normally wouldn't have made.
Gotcha.
Because of the love.
Gotcha.
But the respect will make you stand on business every time.
That's real.
You're
gonna
have to respect this.
I haven't heard it like that. That's real.
So it's just like, for me, the respect thing, love, that shit'll come and go.
Gotcha.
Once a nigga disrespect you, it's gonna be hard to get that respect.
Bro, you saying something. That's real, bro. That's
for
a
sure.
fact. That's a fact. Outside of music, entrepreneurship, what's that one thing your fans, you'd be like, dang, I didn't know Red does this. What's that one thing you do that people be like, I didn't know he was into that?
Gaming and fishing.
Gotcha, for sure. Okay, gotcha.
Gaming and fishing.
Gotcha. And growing up, man, was that something, you know?
Yeah, I got a lake in my backyard.
Gotcha.
So,
dang, that's crazy.
I spent time when I was younger, that same lake.
Right.
I grew up out there with my granddad.
Dope. That's dope.
So I'm still out there to this day.
That's dope.
I go out there for a peace of mind, get my thoughts together, roll one up.
Gotcha.
And brainstorm out there, fish. My friends will come by and fish.
That's dope.
I mean, it's just good for like the mind, man, just sitting out there in that nature.
Respect.
I try to do it as much as I can.
That's real. Respect that, man.
Gaming and fishing, for
gaming
sure.
Gaming and fishing, that's dope, bro. That's dope.
Yeah.
This Red Push, will he ever see himself being married?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I see myself, honestly, it's crazy because my mom just said this over Christmas.
Gotcha, for
it's
sure.
like, when you going to give me some grandkids?
That's
or get married?
That's real. That's
it's
real.
Just like, for me, man, I want to get to a space where I'm as comfortable as I can, because you're never going to be 100%
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I want to get as close as I can to that before I bring somebody else into this world,
wow.
before I take on the ownership of providing 100% at that level.
Wow.
I just want to be prepared as I can for it.
I respect that. I respect that, bro. And that's the throwback, Red. That's Red selfish.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
No,
man.
I'm saying you got to be selfish to even bring someone else in his life.
Yeah,
I
man.
Gotta,
it's a crazy
know,
world
real,
we
bro.
In now,
I
man.
That.
So it's like,
that.
I want to know, like, as hard as I'm working right now, I don't want to be working this same hard when I have my child. I want to be able to be here and watch
respect,
my child
bro.
Grow.
Respect.
So let me finish working, and
that's
then
right.
I'm going to get to that. All my friends taking trips, going out the country. But when it's time for me to chill, nigga, we chilling.
Right. The passive income, everything going to be you. That's
facts.
Real, bro. Respect
so
that.
That's just where I'm working towards.
That's
I'm 35 now.
Gotcha.
I feel like by the time I'm 40, man, I'm chilling.
Gotcha.
That's respect why I'm trying to work so hard
that's
to do.
What's up. That's what's up. Bro. For sure.
Man,
on the One More Time podcast, you said something very interesting, bro.
Uh-huh.
You said, you know, some artists looked at managers
mm-hmm.
as the one to do everything. Like,
facts.
You know, even be the, you know, the monetary, everything.
Everything.
What have you learned from that, you know, with past? Because, you know, like, if you got one that worked, it was
yeah.
10, 20 that didn't work.
Absolutely.
We just know, but yeah.
For me, man, one, I don't go off just trying to manage everybody.
Gotcha.
I feel like that space is so sacred and like so personal.
Gotcha.
That person you're managing,
right?
You're almost like running this man's life or this woman's life in your hands. So it's like, I want people just to kind of take that manager role a little bit more serious.
Gotcha.
Because you'll have some people to say, oh, I manage like 30 people. And I'm just like, bro, how? Like, how's the bandwidth working for you? Because it's like, my mind is wrapped around with the two or the three that I
got. Right.
And you got 30, it's like,
right.
you can't, you're drowning out your resources.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So,
that's an entourage.
So for me, man, I look for artists, whoever I'm managing or doing business with, because I manage a producer also, shout out to Busy.
Gotcha. Shout out to Busy. That's what's
Whoever I manage, bro, I make sure they like, self-driven. I try to
gotcha.
Self-teach as much as I can.
Gotcha.
With me doing this stuff in my line of work, I'm already knowing I'm not going to be able to be by you 24/7.
Right, for sure.
So it's on me to like install
right.
my creative vision and my thought process in you.
Gotcha.
So you can be a standalone vessel and do this shit your own.
That's real.
And that's one of the things I respect about Mu. He literally listens to everything I say.
Respect.
How I move, my thought process, and applies it to his everyday life. He spends his own money.
Definitely.
That's on his own stuff. He don't ask for a handout. He know he got to figure that shit out for himself. Real. And I respect that more than anything.
Gotcha. Because some people will, you know, like...
Expect you to do everything.
And have the manager as the fall guy sometimes. But I respect
manager
that,
is here to manage the business.
Come on, man.
We need business first for you to be getting a manager.
Wow. We need business first to even... And you mentioned that too as well. Like in the sense of people are taking on manager roles.
And there's no need of you. You just adding an extra expense and people to work for you. I get building a team around you.
Right.
But I feel like when you're in those early stages, bro, a lot of that work is on you.
That's a fact.
A lot of that work is on you. And a lot of people look for, like, handouts or, like, quick way up. So I better, if bro manage me, he just going to do everything and take it.
Right.
And it's like, bro, you're skipping steps. You're going to pay for that.
Gotcha. That's real. What are you looking for right now? You're not right now, but what do you look for in artists being that, you know, Tupac was, you know, and still is, like, you know, like, with that integrity, his type of music that... seasoned music, what do you look for in an artist?
A visionary, man. Somebody who know what they want to do.
Gotcha.
Somebody who got a plan. They're not waiting for me to come up with the plan. They bringing the plan to me. Push what you think about this. I think about doing this.
Gotcha.
I feel like if you can add this, bro, it'd be dope. I like looking at that. I want to know it ain't all dependent on me.
Right.
I want to know it's a equal share here.
Gotcha. We're businessmen coming together.
Coming together.
That's right.
Put our ideas together to maximize our potential.
Wow. Respect, man. Yeah. Hope your artist listening, man. For real, that's real, bro.
For sure.
Man, one place in this world, you know, I know you say you're busy, man. One place in this world, 1 week, all-inclusive, where do you travel?
Man, all my traveling be for work, man, to be honest with you. Like, I don't even know the last time I took a vacation. I just got back from Denver to visit my sister. She's up there in Denver.
Okay, that's what's up. How was that? How was
Denver? It was good. I tried to start the new year off up there just to kind of get my mind right.
That's right, for sure.
And come home and, like, get right to work.
That's dope, for sure.
But it was good, though. It was peaceful. Went to the mountains, did a couple skiing.
Wow.
Things of that
Something
nature.
Different. That's right. Just
just try to do some different shit, man, to have my mind racing.
That's real.
But, yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, definitely. Yeah, Denver, man. So you like outdoors as well, bro. Like, that's something I want to start getting to do, man. Because that's something I got to change about myself for sure, man. Being outdoors, man.
Yeah, it's like we so much inside, bro, with the technology now, with these phones.
That's a fact.
You know, you knew what kids was at growing up by all the bikes in the
yard. Bro.
You feel me?
That's a fact.
Like, you knew that. You knew, everybody at Chris' house, bro. You see all the bikes outside.
That's true,
bro. People out there hooping. Now everybody got an iPad glued to their hand, their face. Babies got iPads.
That's a fact. That's right.
Game systems. It's just like, it ain't that many people outside no more. So it's like, for me, I'm real big on, like, just that outside, that nature.
That's real, bro. Respect that. Respect that, man. Who in this world knows Red Push the most?
My partners, man, I would say. Shep, Meezy.
Gotcha.
Omar.
That's what's up.
It's a lining for me to get the runner. But my circle know me, man.
Know
you know who
up.
My circle is. It's the same people I grew up with, the same people I started out with.
That's dope.
I may let a few people come in new.
Gotcha.
After I felt like people have shown their value, their
That's
level
right.
of interest, of genuineness.
That's right.
And yeah.
Just like that. Okay. Gotcha. Having more time or money. And I think I know the answer.
Time.
That's right.
Come on. The money gonna come, bro.
That's
once
a
you
fact, man.
Once you allocate the right time, bro, that money gonna come, bro. Wow. That's why I be trying to tell people to stand on their morals, bro. Like, y'all, the shit y'all be doing for the dollar, bro, it's crazy.
Wow.
Like, you ain't got to. It's a longer journey.
That's a fact.
But it's gonna feel better. You're gonna be able to sleep at night, bro.
Wow. That's so true, bro. That's a fact. That's a fact, man.
Hell yeah.
When it's all said and done. Red Push.
Mm-hmm.
What's your legacy?
The realest.
Come on.
That's what I want my legacy to be.
That's
one
real,
of the realest, bro.
Right.
Did it for nothing. I didn't go to college. I barely made it out of high school.
Gotcha.
I started working around high school, and I applied myself, man. Like, this shit can happen to anybody.
Come on.
So I be telling people, like, don't let your environment or where you at right now dictate where you going.
That's right.
Just stay the course, bro. It's hard for sure. I ain't saying this shit like, I'm saying it like it's easy, but.
But no, but you seem like the type of guy that wouldn't even respect it if it was easy.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I gotta know you done got some blood shit.
Come
in
on,
there.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's
for
right.
sure.
That's right. That's real.
For
bro.
Sure.
Red Push with $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
What changes about you?
My phone number.
He's good.
About 50 million. My phone number. That's good real. Luck trying to find where I'm at. My family has been rounded up.
Yeah, that's
right. With new numbers. Yeah. And we're just going to do things a little differently for the rest of our living.
That's real. That's what's so respected. Yeah. Respect that. Man, what's that one message you want to give to your fans before we get up out of here, too, man?
The one message I give to my fans, man, is just believe, bro. Just believe. Stay positive. Stay away from the fake. If you keep getting signs about that fake person, listen to it.
Wow.
And just stay down. Stay true to yourself.
It's real, bro. It's real. I respect that. Respect that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Red Push, man, it's been a pleasure.
I appreciate
it. I'm a fan of your work. Everything you're doing for this culture, bro, and you're doing it with integrity, bro. I've been a fly on the wall. I watched the greats, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You are great, and it's like a, you know, I often have the thing where I can see it now, but bro, I'm 10, 15, 20 years. I'm like, yeah, I had Red Push here.
Mm-hmm.
That's major to me, bro. Like, and you are doing it the right way and leading with integrity, respected by your fellow men, everybody in the industry, bro. I just want you to know, man, I'm highly appreciative you're here right now.
Thank you, bro.
You are a staple in this music industry. It's not just Atlanta, for sure, bro. And you just like you say, humble, doing it the right way, integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's what it's about, man. And that's what's going to push the bar higher. And you're already in. But once it's, you know, these Q Joneses, man, once you're on that level, bro, this industry is going to change completely, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I appreciate you having me.
You already know it for sure. For sure.
I definitely appreciate it.
For sure. Definitely, man. And as a traditional integrity response, not sure if you've seen, if you could take one fortune cookie, open it and read it for your fans, and just like that, we out of here.
All right, let's see what this say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like this shit. Every time I eat Chinese food,
come on, bro.
I grab the fortune cookie first. I need to know what it's trying to tell me before I even eat this food.
That's real. I never heard that. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, I need to know. Let me see what this says. ASAP.
That's real, bro.
Past experience. He who never makes mistakes never did anything that's worthy.
Bro, that's
ain't this the shit we just been saying?
About, bro, that's crazy.
The fortune, no. Let me eat a piece of that to let them know I hear them. Bro.
Wow, bro. Respect, Red Push. It's been a pleasure. The integrity response. We're signing up out of here. One.